Barge caravan. This peculiar vessel looks something like a lidded skip bin made from plywood, with a trapezoidal boat-shaped base and a top that is much the same shape inverted. It's 5 metres long, 2 metres wide and just over 2 metres high, painted yellow on top and silver on the bottom, with orange hardwood ribs or runners on the front and back of what would be the hull if this were a boat. The top and bottom halves are bolted together. Inset into the yellow plywood top are some small rectangular windows made of perspex with rubber gaskets, but they don't open. They are situated at the front and the back and on both sides at the forward end of the barge. On the roof are two access hatches with hinged plywood covers and metal brackets. There is also a metal chimney and a flagpole fitting attached to the roof. At the join between the top and bottom sections, there are two metal eye bolts attached to each side and metal jacking points at each corner just below the join. There are two D-shaped shackles attached to each bottom corner at the front, and two eye bolts attached to each corner at the back. Extending from the exterior of the right side is an electric cable and an electric plug. There are two insulated fittings attached near the front of the right side, and a wire aerial attached beside the front window. The uninsulated interior is a light grey-blue and has pinewood sleeping platforms along both sides painted light green. There are double metal hooks attached at each corner and an electric plug and light. The interior is internally strengthened with horizontal battens and has a timber floor in the centre. Barge caravans were designed to be towed behind over-snow vehicles. The two halves of the caravan could be unbolted and the inverted top placed inside the base to save storage space. The barge caravan has clearly seen some use as its paint is scuffed around the base, the yellow top is discoloured with age, dirt and exposure, and shards of plywood have splintered away or chipped off both the top and the base. It still looks sturdy and roadworthy though, if there were any roads on these icy expeditions. Object label. We could hear water lapping, and the caravan was continually bumped by moving floes that scraped loudly against the thin plywood hull. Bob Dovers, officer in charge, 1954. Barge caravans provided temporary accommodation while the buildings were being raised at Mawson Station. Constructed in two halves for easier transport, the caravans were bolted together when they reached Antarctica, then towed across the ice to the station site. On a traverse from Mawson Station to Skull and Monolith in 1954, a storm blew up and strong winds drove the sea ice out of Douglas Bay. The caravans and an over-snow vehicle were plunged in the sea. The caravans, waterproof and sturdy, were recovered, but the over-snow vehicle was lost.